Good evening. If you still remember last week's gospel passage that we heard from John's gospel also, chapter 6, it was about the multiplication of the loaves and fish. Remember how Jesus fed the crowd? 5,000 men, of course, without counting women and children. That means there were a lot of people there. That was a large crowd. Seeing the crowd, Jesus first told, asked the disciples to feed them. And we know the reply of Philip and Andrew. No, they said, no way. What in the world you are asking us to do? Look at this vast crowd and you are asking us to feed them? They thought it is impossible. And then, of course, they found the boy with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. The boy who gave his lunch away. No? He shared his lunch. And Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish and fed all these people. And they had leftovers. After seeing this miracle, the people rushed to make Jesus a king. Here is the right person we want to be our king. Because he can simply, you know, give us everything we need. Free supply of everything, food, groceries, whatnot, no? We don't need to work anymore. We want miracles, they shouted. So they were looking for Jesus, for they thought our happy days are here again. Our troubles are over. No more working for the daily bread. But of course, Jesus perceived and moved away quietly from the crowd. That was last week. Now this week, in today's gospel, we hear the rest of the story. After they had their stomach full, they were looking for Jesus everywhere. They couldn't find him, so they went searching for him. And of course, finally, they tracked him down. But Jesus, this time, confronts them. And he tells them, I know why you are looking for me. I know you want a miracle worker to provide you with free bread. They probably thought here is the right person who can provide them with abundance of food so that they need not work anymore. Here we have a typical example of people who are only concerned with satisfying their physical need and selfish desires. Those people think that is the easiest way to be happy in life. However, they were totally blind to the spiritual content of the miracle that Jesus performed. In other words, they failed to see the sign. It was a sign that Jesus performed. The multiplication of the loaves and fish was a sign pointing to something greater, something deeper, which they failed to sense. Too often, we too find ourselves going the same way, doing the same thing, returning to the same sinful habits again and again. Sometimes also drifting aimlessly. Sometimes attracted by the novelty of sensationalism. Sometimes a prey to the enticements of others, or carried away by the latest fashion in the society. All in the name of searching for momentary satisfaction and happiness. But the question is, do people find real happiness by going after these attractive things of the world? The answer is no. Very often our own experience would tell us that. When we allow ourselves to be carried away by these allurements of the world, what happens is our understanding will be darkened. And our hearts will become hard and cold, incapable of any sensitivity. Nobody becomes a sinner overnight or at once. When people continually ignore the voice of their own conscience, which we call the voice of God, there will come a moment when they will lose all sense of wrongdoing. Incapable of discerning right from wrong. It is at this stage people go on committing the most horrible crimes and shameful actions without any feeling of guilt whatsoever. Think of the crimes. Think of the crimes and murders being committed almost on a daily basis by the criminals elements in our society. Or the acts of evil committed by terrorists in different parts of the world. Or just think of the hidden murders committed by those performing abortions or those who assist them. Obviously, they don't listen to their conscience anymore. St. Paul, in today's second reading from the letter to the Ephesians, tells us, I want to urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord, not to go on living the aimless kind of life that pagans live. Put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self in holiness and truth. Beautiful advice from St. Paul. In fact, the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fish was only a prelude to the miracle of the Holy Eucharist, which Jesus would establish before his death. So he tells the people who followed him, do not work for the food that will perish, but work for the food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man will give you. Of course, Jesus is not trying to diminish the value of material food here. In fact, he is concerned about that too. That is why he multiplied the bread when he saw the people who were hungry. He said, feed them. He was concerned about the physical hunger of the people. And he still does. And we should be too. God is concerned about our physical hunger. And he gave manna and quail from heaven when the people of Israel were hungry in the desert, as we heard in today's first reading. Even though they complained against Moses and God, still God gave them bread from heaven, manna and quail, before teaching them a lesson. He fed them. God is concerned about our physical hunger. But God does not want us to stop merely at the level of satisfying our physical hunger alone. He wants us to go deeper, go beyond our physical hunger, and satisfy our spiritual hunger as well, which is more crucial for our lasting happiness and eternal salvation. Both physical food and spiritual food are necessary for human beings. If we ask, which one of these ranks higher in the teaching and example of Jesus? The answer is spiritual food. That is why while he was being tempted by the devil in the desert, Jesus told the devil, he said, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The challenge for us today, brothers and sisters, is to recognize that the false god of materialism, which promises immediate satisfaction, but leaves us at the end even more hungry, he has seduced our society today. We hear the spiritual truth of the Word of God, but understand it in terms of satisfying our selfish desires and of wealth and power. The cure is to follow the examples of great men and women, Christian men and women. We have several of them in our church. And flee the worldly allurements and promises of materialism, so that we can pray with Saint Augustine as he prayed, O Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. Saint Teresa of Calcutta used to say, the greatest hunger affecting the humanity today is not physical hunger, but rather the hunger for love. It is spiritual hunger that is affecting the humanity, worse than the physical hunger. Many of us may not have experienced physical hunger, but many may be experiencing hunger for love, hunger for mercy, for forgiveness, understanding, and acceptance, which is the spiritual hunger that Jesus is talking about. that no one else can satisfy but God alone. This is what Jesus is offering us in today's gospel. I am the bread of life, he says. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. He offers himself to us. I'm sure, brothers and sisters, we all have come here hungry for the word of God, hungry for the bread of life. Aren't we? I hope so. You're very quiet. You are really hungry. That's why you are quiet. Yes, we have come here with a lot of baggages on our shoulders. We carry our burdens to the Lord. We come here with our present day problems. We know, as we know, we are in the midst of a pandemic. And this is still not seemingly going away anytime soon. So many people are struggling because of this. A lot of people are going through a lot of depression, sadness, physical suffering as well. And we have so many other kinds of struggles that we are dealing with every day in our family, in our place of work, in our communities, and so on. With all these burdens, we come here before the Lord. The Lord invites us to come to the Eucharistic table. Only one purpose. We are here to unburden ourselves to the Lord. He is waiting for us. The only reason we are here is to be fed by our Lord and to be healed with the word of God and with the bread of life. Jesus gave us life on the cross that we may have life, eternal life. He became the bread of life for us that we may never hunger or thirst. After we receive him in the Holy Eucharist, at the Holy Communion, we too must become bread to one another. We are called to be another Christ, other Christ to others, as we go forth from this sanctuary. We too must become bread by sharing what we have and what we are capable of doing. We are capable of loving because we are created in the image and likeness of God, that is love. No matter how imperfect we may be, we can still love one another. Regardless of the external differences or opinions, we can accept one another, love and respect one another. This is what the world needs today. This is what the society needs today. That way we can bring healing to our nation, to our world, to our communities, to our families. Only through love, healing comes. Let us become bread to one another with others so that through us, others may also find life and love. Amen.